Hot weather's good for going to the movies.
Very true.
So one day we took ourselves off to see Suffragette.
We did.
Which is,
as you would expect, a movie about suffragettes.
Or suffragists, as the case may be.
Not suffragists.
Now, what's a suffragist?
It's a reference, it was a name used for a graphic novel based on the bodyguards who were trained in jiu-jitsu in order to protect the leaders of a suffragette movement. And I'm just taken by it. I'm kind of like the idea of suffragists.
Nice idea.
They're going to go out and get there for crap out of anyone until they do.
It's sort of a vaguely historical film. It focuses on
a composite
woman.
Yes.
Who works in a laundry.
Laundry, yeah.
Dreadful
life.
And is introduced to the suffragist movement, and in particular, the Pankhurst.
Yes. Well, she meets Emmeline Pankhurst at some point, yes.
It's a great cast.
Excellent cast. It's Carey Mulligan and Helena Bonham Carter are the sort of the bigger names, I guess. But a whole range of excellent English actors. Definitely. And Brendan Gleeson is always entertaining as well.
Oh, yes, playing the police sergeant? No, he's
an inspector. But he's, you know, vaguely sympathetic, but not really. He's busily enforcing the law, but you can see there are kind of twinges
there. Yes, and he wants to make sure they don't, if you like, frighten the horses.
But he's also more aware than all the other police, I guess, in that he realises if they keep pushing them and someone dies, that, you know, that could be bad for the establishment.
Yes, and clearly he's had experience in Ireland.
Beating people up, yes, excellent.
Well, dealing with
recalcitrant individuals of the poor type.
Yes. Beautifully shot.
It's an excellent movie. It's done
excellent
really,
movie.
Really well. It examines the movement really well. It has some of the famous individuals and a lot of the basic, all the fake libs. The general average suffragettes or suffragists and how life affected them.
And some interesting insight into how they had to organise and manage to meet and plan their strategy. Mm. The ending is sort of the well-known historical incident with the prince's horse.
Yes.
So, a well-made, well-acted, well-performed, thought-provoking movie.
Yes, important bit of history that some people may not actually know. In terms of the big events that happened, yes, it seems to be pretty accurate.
And the general outline of the movement is good. Particularly thought-provoking, I think, was the epilogue at the end. They go through a list of countries and note when they gave women the vote.
Yes.
Top of the list, of course, was New Zealand in 1893. And number two, not long after, Australia in 1902.
I thought Isle of Man was first.
They didn't mention
Isle of Man in the movie. And there may have been a distinction with Isle of Man in terms of
a protectorate or a country.
And it wasn't to everybody, it was only to the property owners or something along those lines.
And this, in fact, it had started me thinking, well, why was it that New Zealand and Australia gave women the vote so early? And I think property ownership was one of the issues. We didn't have, like, the ruling class in Australia as such.
But also tradition. Tradition is so... It's so difficult to get around tradition, which I think was part of the issue with England and countries like that.
Yeah.
But I also think we just had lots of really stroppy women.
Many of the women actually maintained all the households and housesteads.
Yes.
I mean, they were a strong economic force. And it would have been, the colonies would have failed without the actions of those women.
Yes.
So I think it just became natural that...
a new country. It's easier to get significant change in newer countries, certainly. I think that was part of the issue.
Yeah, well, you know, they sent all the troublemaking women out to the colonies, didn't they?
It's an excellent movie. It's well worth seeing. Absolutely.